Like many center cities around the valley, downtown Mesa has seen something of a revolution in recent years. The Arizona Republic recently outlined 10 new developments, from a boutique hotel to hundreds of units of new housing that are on the horizon there. But you won't see the kind of tall buildings you might see in downtown Phoenix. Instead, the growth in this part of the valley has been slower and more intentional, according to our next guest. Augie Gastelum is a downtown Mesa resident and community and economic development consultant with Patchwork Community Inclusion. He grew up near downtown Mesa and has dedicated his life to revitalizing it. I met him at a coffee shop on Main Street to talk more about its growth and what's next there.
My family actually migrated to the U.S. from Mexico when I was five, and we landed here in Mesa, actually just about a mile from where we're sitting right now. And I grew up here my whole life. I went to elementary school, junior high, high school, graduated from Westwood High School. And that whole time, I really didn't have a strong relationship with my downtown, because at that time, downtown Mesa was really in a really, really bad slump. And as I became an adult, I started a business when I was 20, and ultimately ended up opening shop here in downtown almost by accident. But once I got here, I realized, oh my gosh, this is a really, really cool place that has a lot of pieces to the puzzle, but there's a lot of pieces that are missing. And if I invest time, energy into this place, it could really be a cool place where I would want to be for the rest of my life. And I realized, what a better way to give back to what has given to me than to really pour my heart and soul into helping to revitalize and to really kind of bring back this place that once was the thriving downtown of the valley.
So you were really in on this from the beginning.
Yeah, so I got involved in really downtown kind of issues and revitalization probably at least 15 years ago. I mean, that has been sort of my sole passion in my professional career ever since. And it's now transferred into like my personal life and into my family life. And everything that I do, it really revolves around downtown Mesa. I was the executive director of a nonprofit organization that focused on economic development and community development in downtown Mesa. And instead of focusing on attracting new businesses, we focused on retaining and strengthening the businesses that exist while attracting new businesses. And I hope that it has helped and will help to create some resiliency of the businesses down here as growth continues, and we're able to keep a lot of the businesses that currently exist here during this next period of growth.
I mean, just how much have you seen it change? I mean, how much revitalization, quote unquote, have you been able to spur here? It looks very different to me than, you know, when I came down here in college and worked at the East Valley Tribune in the summer, right?
So it has been. I mean, it's been a lot. And when you compare it to other downtowns in the valley, you may not necessarily see it, right? You don't see the big, tall buildings being built like you do in downtown Phoenix and in downtown Tempe. But when you look at where downtown Mesa was 15 years ago and where downtown Mesa is now, it's a drastic change. Not only do we have light rail that is now going right through the heart of Main Street, we have an art center that's turning 15 next year. There's more and more businesses that are opening that are strong businesses, that are businesses that you can tell are going to be here and are going to stay. They're not as much of the transitional businesses, which really made up a majority of downtown 15 years ago. And I think it's due to a huge community effort over the past 10, 15 years to make sure that what we're building here is authentic, that it's something that is for Mesa, from downtown Mesa, and it's something that people from around the valley will like and enjoy, but it will be truly unique to the valley because it's from the community.
So like you alluded to there, a lot of development on the horizon here. Give us a sense of just how much and the scale of it.
So there's a couple of things that are happening right now. So you've got a development project on the east side of downtown, right on Main Street and Mesa Drive, where you've got about 400 units of residential under construction right now. There's a project that is getting ready to break ground on the western end of downtown at Country Club and Main Street. That is a 200 unit residential project. Those are either in the ground or about to break ground. You've got ASU and their campus that is in the process of coming to downtown. There's several development projects that are kind of in the works or at different stages of pre-development. With the Grid, with another 300 units of residential, you've got a hotel that is in, I would call it, in the hope stage and in the hey, we're really working hard on this stage. But I believe that it's going to happen. I mean, it's a great developer. And you've got an artist housing development that I live across the street from that is awesome. Art Space, Mesa Lofts, 50 units of affordable housing. And one of the things that I really love about the way that downtown Mesa has been developing and I hope continues to develop is that we've been very intentional in making sure that we have affordability in the long term. And so now that we've established some affordability and some long-term affordability, we're now seeing all of these other market rate and in some instances luxury projects that are in the works and getting ready to break ground. And I hope that as we move forward, we keep in mind that we want to make sure that we develop in a way where the people that currently live here can continue to live here. We've seen in other parts of the valley where affordability becomes a big issue and the people that built the place no longer live in that place. Well, the people that built the place made it desirable, right? And when they're gone, it may not be as desirable as it once was. It may look prettier, but it may not be as desirable to people. And we hope that we're doing something here in a way that the people that built it also get to enjoy it.
So as you kind of look forward to all of this development on the horizon, I mean, I'm sure it's a little scary for some people because, like you say, this is a hope that you've created the kind of resiliency in these businesses and in these people who live here now that they will stay. What are your hopes? Like, if you look at downtown Mesa 5 years from now, 10 years from now, what do you want it to be?
So I see these large developments happening, right? These 600 units, 400 units, 200 units. And it's great. It's exciting to see because the businesses need that sort of human presence on the street. But I hope that the next phase of development is a small scale development, right? It is an incremental style of development where you see 8 units going up or a bungalow court being built, just smaller scale that gives you what I call the fine grain, right? You've got these big developments that are the flashy, but then you have the things that are the fine grain that really make a community a community. And that as we see these large developments being built, that their ground floors are activated with local businesses. One of the things that we've been really, really intentional in doing down here is really creating and developing a local business community. And when I say local, it's like hyper local, right? It's like Mesa local. I hope and I believe that this is the case, that the next phase of businesses, especially in the food and beverage, are going to come from those same people, right? Those same families, those same individuals that will create their next concept. And they're going to do it right here in downtown Mesa because they believe in it. They invested in this place because this is their place. And the next thing that they do is going to be in downtown Mesa. And before the larger local chains sort of come into this market, I hope that we've established a strong enough presence that those small, nitty-gritty, hyper-local businesses aren't pushed out so that when you come to downtown, it's something unique.
Augie, thanks so much for showing me around.
Thank you.